than that to defect and bring the cases with him. So far, so good. An American agent had managed to get Tarasov to Yugoslavia, another communist country, but under Tito there was no love of Stalin there. A hefty bribe had managed to get Hudson's plane into Sarajevo and out before anyone began asking questions. Since then, they'd traveled west, but word was out, and one attempt on the man's life had left Tarasov limping with a bullet still in his leg. Hudson's orders were to get him to the U.S. as quickly as possible and keep it quiet on the way, but they never specified a route. A good thing, too, because Hudson wouldn't have followed it. So far, he'd avoided all European cities of note, traveling to the Azores instead, where he could refuel and then go non-stop to the States. It was a good plan, but he hadn't counted on the weather, or on Tarasov's fear of flying. "They'll find us here sooner or later," Hudson said. He turned to his passenger. "They have agents everywhere, in every harbor and airport at least."
"But you said this was out of the way."
"Yeah," Hudson said. "And when they don't spot us at any place that's in the way, they're going to start looking elsewhere. Probably already have." Hudson took another drag on the cigarette. He wasn't sure the Russians would get